A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Second hour of the show right now. We've got a lot of things going on. Of course, if you miss any portion of the program, Scott Mitchell, you can download the KSL Sports app, sponsored by the University Federal Credit Union, and so that's where you can find any portion of our show as well. So, Scott, let me ask you this. As you look back on last hour,
yes,
do you think you're a little bit, do you think you're taking it too far with the grumpiness about the Jazz and being picked last? And it's easy to go to KSLSports.com and read the articles and be a victim, all right? But you and I both don't like victims. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't feel like I'm a victim. And I would say the last hour was tame. I mean,
We did edit out all the cusses that Donovan had. You're right.
It's not me that got picked last.
Did Rudy cuss in French? And can we play that? Can you play the French cuss words? Is that still off limits? I don't know what the rules are. I've been working in radio
every
for 20 years.
Every word in sounds like a swear word to me.
I don't know what the rules are. I'm playing cuss words in other languages. And if you're Rudy, that's the new mode that you go to. You start cussing in French, and then people just go, that's cute. Except for he knows that he's fired up about it. So, all right, we're going to start the show off here, though. I am going to hit the 805 cut, and we're going to talk about the possibility of life with football. So my question about life with football is this. Scott, let's get the 805 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Scott, next week. Next week, Scott. 50 plus can get the vaccine here in Utah.
Is it next week?
I'm looking your way. Yeah, I think it's next Monday, isn't it?
Effective Monday, March 8th. You know what? I'm sad to say that I actually could already qualify under the previous opportunity for eligibility.
Well, either way, let's get you vaccinated. And let's.
Do you know that morbidly obese is an actual medical term?
Well, then let's go together. Let's roll over there together.
And when you're morbidly obese, it's not really that far obese, but it's morbidly obese.
They're trying to really, really affect
hurt your feelings.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's working.
They did a good job.
Well, either way, with the possibility of everybody, I mean. Every adult, I think, across the country, and maybe even every person being able to have access to a vaccine. First of all, I love how we are massively blessed here in Utah. Because you heard the news, Mark Jackson's playing these clips of these health workers saying, yeah, we're glad they're opening up more categories because we have open, appointments. And we want to make sure we get as many people vaccinated as we can. Because you look at California, and every appointment is booked. People can't get in. People with comorbidities, they're not even touching some of these age groups that we've already gotten to weeks ago. And so we're massively blessed here, is all I'm saying.
So I don't know if this is a fair question or not, but when you're eligible to get a vaccine, are you getting vaccinated?
Me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, absolutely. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it right now. If like we were, remember when Elvis got the polio vaccine on like the Ed Sullivan show? Let's get some health.
Yeah,
let's
it kind of predated me. Let's
Stop. Quit it. I'm just saying, you and I should get the vaccine over the air.
I didn't know
live.
That happened.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, they had to really set the example for folks to get that polio vaccine. 1961, Elvis went on the Ed Sullivan show and said, hit me in the arm, doc. And that's what they did. We should do it on our show. But with all those things rolling out, BYU is another one of these entities that has said that they are going to, they're planning on having a full stadium opening for the football season this fall. And I think that most people are anticipating that. The question is, are people going to feel comfortable to go? I know so many people who are massive fans of all these things, but they are absolutely still going to be hanging out. Even, I mean, look, I know people who got the vaccine and are still like, yeah, but I kind of like this version of what we're living right now. And I think that there you might have a certain population that doesn't want to go to these things yet.
What's hard about that, you know, just to feel comfortable, is it's all invisible. You can't see it. That's the hardest part, because when you deal with something, you're trying to feel, you want to know what you're facing, and when you run into this kind of hidden invisible virus, but it's there. It's there, and having had it, it's a real thing, but you just don't see it, and you don't know how you get it. I mean, they know how to get it, but it's microscopic little particles of breathing air and all kinds of things that you just don't see. And so how do you know? That's the biggest question. You say this to me, how do you know that it's still safe and that someone doesn't have it and you can't get it again? I think that would be a real concern for a lot of people. And I wouldn't be surprised if a decent number of people actually stayed away.
I wonder if, and we have that up as one of our KSL Unrivaled Undefeated poll questions. If it is opened up, would you go? Or are you still going to be cautious about it? I think you're still going to see in big, large gatherings, you're probably still going to see some sort of a mask mandate. And that's a hang up for a ton of people, too, where they're like, well, I'll go as long as I don't have to wear a mask. Or you have people who say, well, I'll go as long as everybody's wearing a mask. And so I don't know what it's going to look like, but you have more and more of these entities like BYU.
Well, what if the Utah Jazz, Alex, are playing in the Western Conference Finals?
Oh, man.
Are people going to stay away from that?
The answer is probably not. Yeah. You can scrape together 18,500 people who are willing to go to the Jazz game and willing to risk, and willing to follow the rules of wearing a mask or whatever the Jazz or whatever the NBA is going to require, or whatever. I mean,
and if they're playing the loser Lakers, I'll show up to that.
I just love the Dallas here tonight, because then he has to hear all this.
Yes, he does.
Look, he's wearing his dumb LA mask on right now. It's fine. I'm glad. Take this back to your other Cougar Sports Saturday friends. All right. What were their names? Mark and Morph. Look, take it back to those guys. The gauntlet has been thrown down. All right. You've offended us too much. Your Laker following has offended us too much, and we won't stand anymore for it. So Mick and Mark can talk about Cougar Sports Saturday all they want, and the LA Lakers. Mitch and Matt are probably super mad right now if they're. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I'll text them that right now. I'll text them some of the same French cuss words that Rudy said. All right. We're all going to be Scott. The reality is, if you think about the Utah games for you, if that stadium, you already wanted everybody to be back in all those games to be played this fall.
I can tell you that the games we were at with no fans, that is probably, no one really talked about it, but I swear it had a massive impact and effect on teams.
It was a low point.
Yeah, it was just too much almost. It's just like, wow, there's like nobody here.
Well, at some point it wore down on the coaches too. I mean, at some point you're going, at some point you're thinking to yourself, I don't know I mean, Coach Whittingham, you told me a bunch of times, it just didn't seem like they were into it. And at some point, the protocols are so, the red tape that they had to go through just to get practices going, and the time that they had to, and I won't say wasted, but the time that they had to spend on testing, waiting for test results, then being able to go in and start practicing, that's one of those things that really wears on those kids and the coaches. And they're like, we're spending all this time with these guys, and none of it is actually doing any coaching. So I'm happy when everything opens back up again. I'm interested to see what the general public is going to do when Lavelle Edwards Stadium is open for all 64-plus thousand people to come in, and when Rice-Eccles and Vivint Smart Home Arena are able to pack people in there. Will they pack in there?
Well, you've got this stadium expansion at Utah, and it'll be done, and that should generate some excitement, and you want to have people there and fill that whole stadium in. That would be, there'd be a special place when it's all done and people are there in full capacity.
All right, full troll mode. The hosts from Cougar Sports Saturday are out texting me now. Great. We're taking the break here. They're in our head. More to go right here on KSL News Radio. It is KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.